أحمدك اللهم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأشهد أن محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise Allah and we bear witness there is no God but Him, and we bear witness that Muhammad is His messenger and the prophet. And we ask Allah to shed His peace and the prayers upon the Prophet and his household and his companions and his followers to the Day of Judgment. These days we live in the memory of Prophet Ibrahim. Last week we heard a beautiful khutbah about him. Next Friday, inshallah, will be the Eid, which is the pillar of Islam commemorating Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Eid will be on a Friday, which is usually called the major Eid, when the Eid falls on a Friday. Of course, you know the Eid prayers will be held by the center at the convention center. There will also be a Friday prayer here in the center. Although it is optional to attend either the Eid prayer or the Jum'ah prayer, but many of us would wish to do both prayers. Perhaps if I want to summarize Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam in a few words, I would say he was the man with the multiple tests. He was tested several major times. First in confronting his father and trying to win his father to faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he confronted the people when he broke their idols and they arrested him, convicted him to die by burning. And as he was about to receive that execution, Jibreel would go to him and say, "Your God sends his greetings, and I would like to ask you, can I be of any help? Do you need any help?" And Ibrahim, the real mu'min, would tell him, "Help? From you I need no help." And the angel tells him, "Well, ask your Lord." And he says, "My Lord knows about me enough, so I don't have to ask him." And Ibrahim was tested when he confronted the king who said, "Who is your God?" And Ibrahim said, "My God is the one who gives life and death." And the king brought two prisoners, killed one, left the other, and said, "Well, I can give life and death." And so Ibrahim told him, "My God is the one who brings the sun from the east. Can you bring the sun from the west?" At which the king didn't find any answer. But the major test of Ibrahim was when he was required to take his wife Hagar and their only son Ismail and leave them in the desert, in the place that long later became the city of Mecca. And yet, a more difficult test was still waiting for Ibrahim when he was instructed in his dream that he should slay his only son as an offering to God. And after hesitation, during which the devil tried to make him disobey the command, Ibrahim surrendered to the will of God and said it openly to his son, "I see in my dream that I am slaughtering you. What do you think?" And Ismail, the Mu'min child, said, "My father, do as you are told. You will find me, inshallah, from those who are patient." These were the tests of Ibrahim. But speaking of tests, I would like to remind you that everything in life is a test. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created humanity starting with the person of Adam and breathed into him from his spirit and willed that this would be a creature with autonomy, it would be given the power of choice between good and evil, and sent humanity to earth. Human life in this earth, since that time, was nothing but a series of testing. You might be tested with things that are good to see if you will be thankful to Allah. You might be tested with things that are painful to see if you would be patient and keep your faith in Allah. Testing can be testing of an individual, but it can be testing of a collectivity or testing of a nation. And it looks to me that we are in a season of testing these days. Since the 11th of September, I can see humanity undergoing a series of special tests. The American people were tested to see how they face that horrible event that happened to this country. And I would say the American people performed their best. And one positive that I can commend is the solidarity and their approaching their Muslim citizens with sympathy and support. And you know how Christian and some Jewish groupings rallied in support and in defense and in goodwill to their Muslim citizens. Others, however, failed the test by proselytizing a gospel of hatred and divisiveness, and by seeking the opportunity to express their vengeance and hatred to Islam and Muslims because of the underlying agendas, be they political agendas or ideological agendas. And they are still howling, trying to spread hatred, trying to turn American against American, trying to tarnish Islam and Muslims. We American Muslims are being tested, because not only did we feel the pain all Americans felt, but we were singled out for fingers of accusation to point at us and trying to convince the public opinion and to convince the ruling hierarchy that Islam is an evil religion, that the God of Muslims is a violent God, and that every Muslim is an actual or a potential terrorist. Our country as a whole is undergoing a test. We have been hit, and we are reacting. And the test is, how would we react? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave our nation power and might. And this is a serious test, because Allah is watching how we are going to use this might and power. Are we going to use it for the service of justice? Or can we perhaps swerve and use it in other than justice and fairness? Our politicians are being tested. Are they riding a wave? Are they following politics of expediency? Are their eyes on the coming election and how to win? Are there any opportunities that they can approach with ulterior motives and selfishness? And this is indeed a grave test. Our leadership is being tested. Allah is testing them. how are they going to use the power America has been given by God? Are they keeping their aim at truth and justice? Or are they using multiple standards in dealing with various issues? The fact that we believe in the separation of church and state does not mean that every person, every private person, every public servant, every elected official, everyone in authority shall not stand accountable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How did he use his office and his might? And therefore, I ask you to pray for them. Pray for our president and our leadership to see right as right and follow it, and to see wrong as wrong and refrain from doing it. Might and power are like liquor and alcohol, and strength is a grave and difficult test. Pray for them that Allah will show them the demarcation line between what is necessary to be done and what is excessive and unnecessary and cruel. Because this will affect us as a nation and will affect their stand before Allah as He holds them accountable for their decisions. We hope, passing the test of power, we also pass the test of brains by realizing that terrorism is a symptom, and that if you want to get rid of terrorism, you should get rid of the causes and reasons of terrorism. In this process, we might say no to some of our friends, and you might give the right and the due justice to others, even if they are not our friends. It is a test everybody is in, and the higher in the hierarchy, the more responsible and the more accountable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we pray that our country passes the test of thinking, of preventing terrorism at its origin by preventing its causes, of giving people and nations their rights in justice and fairness, and lastly, passing the test of our heart. Do we love the world or not, as we are stepping forward to lead the world in the 21st century? Do we think that other people are less people than us and less human than us? Indeed, that was the real original sin. Adam and Eve eating from the forbidden tree was not the original sin. It was a sin. It was repentable. They apologized. They repented and they were forgiven. But the real original sin was when Allah created Adam and ordered the angels to bow for him, and they did, except Iblis, saying, I am better than him. I am better than him. That is the fatal sin. That is the primary sin. That is the original sin. That is the devilish trait which some of us human beings acquire and adopt, looking at others and saying, I am better than him. Pray that Allah would guide the footsteps of our country to what pleases him, not what satisfies ego and arrogance and power and unfairness and injustice. We pray Allah for the guidance of humanity. We ask Allah to instill love and justice and fairness in the hearts of the leaders of our country and of humanity. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Muslims being put to the test, to pass the test as our father Ibrahim passed his multiple tests. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم سألوا ربكم يستجب لكم. الحمد لله بفضله تتم الصالحات وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله قدر كل ما مضى وكل ما هو آت وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. My dear fellow Muslims, cling to your Islam. Deepen your faith. Don't be shaken. It is a test, and inshallah we are going to pass the test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-aqibatu lit-taqwa. The ultimate success is for taqwa. Beyond the power, beyond the arrogance, beyond the wealth, beyond riches, the ultimate success will be to taqwa. Raise that flag. Guide the footsteps of your country and of humanity. And educate your fellow Muslims on the realities of Iman and Islam. And on the beauty of the name of Islam deriving from peace and the surrender to the will of Allah. Let us not be shaken. Let us be steadfast. Let us continue our course in reaching out to people in love and respect to show him what Islam is. Because Islam, as described in the Quran, is salam and the surrender to the will of Allah. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا ربنا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم املأ قلوبنا بمحبتك واجمعنا على طاعتك ومرضاتك والحب فيك. اللهم اهدنا سبل السلام. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا. اللهم اجعلنا من المؤمنين واجعلنا من الصابرين واجعل العاقبة للتقوى يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة.